I call it the recycle. So I recycled, and in the middle of the recycling of my life or in my business, I was in a point where I didn't have money. I was at a point that, well, I did have credit. I did have credit cards. And I said, how am I going to squeeze as much as I can out of this? I knew I needed to build a list. I knew I needed to do this again. And how can I squeeze as much as I can? And there was only so much money I had to get traffic. And there was only so much traffic I could get, go to the page. So I was like, how can I squeeze more? And so I started testing. And when I started doing that, I started seeing that, there was a radical difference in this. And I look back on my half of it, my 12 years before, and I said, if I would have only done this 12 years ago, I would be in a lot better place than I am today, or would have been a lot better place the whole time. So I started testing and testing and testing, and then it became a habit. And now I test every single day. I won't actually, if I don't test, I feel weird, just because it's so ingrained in me that I got to test, because the difference between 1% and 10%, the difference between, 10% and 30% is really big. You know, in fact, I've got one page right now that's doing about 89%. Now, people usually are happy with 30%. And so, the max is 100%, right? But, and I know I'll never get there, but I always aim for it, right? It's kind of like an ideal. So I'm always aiming to see how good I can get it to make things happen. But it happened at a point where it was kind of a, I had to do something. I had to do something, and I needed to get as turn lemons to lemonade even faster.
Now, I'm going to just explain, Matt, for the benefit of the newbies who will be listening to this internet podcast, how split testing works. And you can divide the traffic to a single website to the left and to the right, we'll say. And just for example, there might be a red buy button on one side and a green buy button on the other side. For whatever reason, one of those buttons will perform better than the other. And the process is that when Matt split tests, it might be some words in the copy or it might be a button. The side which has the highest sales will be the side that persists, and you'll kill the other side. And then you'll try something else, another variation.
I mean, that's a good example from a basic example. Yeah, absolutely. And that's a big thing just to let everybody know is, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Don't get emotionally attached to it. Get emotionally attached to people, but you don't gonna get emotionally attached to pages. So I want to say that from a perspective of pages. A page could be erased, it could be removed, it could be changed. And the point when people make the biggest mistakes in their career, I think, and the biggest mistakes, their bank account will show this, is the moment they're emotionally attached to something that they've created or something. Because the reason I bring that up is because through all my testing, and I've done over 8,000 email split test rounds, and what I think will work doesn't work, and what I think won't work does work. And I realize it's so counterintuitive. And I say that to a lot of people. But here's one thing I also want to say that I learned from split testing. If you don't do anything, you're never going to make anything happen anyway. So you got to do something, whether it's right or wrong, it doesn't matter. Because even if you're wrong, a lot of times just by doing, you're still right.
Understand that. So you teach yourself a daily lesson every day. And in Matt Basak's world, perfection is the one that works the best. You don't have to be tied up in thinking, oh, that's marvelous prose. The decision is based on this works better than that.
Well, the real decision is based on this made me more money than that. But yeah.
Matt, tell me something about your list building club, because there are people who want to learn skills and improve their skills and build a list for themselves. How does the list building club work?
Yeah, well, thanks. I didn't know you were going to ask me that, but I would say that, so it's not even shameless promotion. So I do have list building clubs over at Facebook, and it's a private group. So you'd have to search for the list building club, and I go in there. I try to go in there every single week and do a live video. There's communication back and forth. People have problems when it comes to list building. People have questions when it comes to list building. People are watching what other people are reading or writing and asking. And there's a lot of marketers. We got about 20 over right now. We have over 20,000 people in there, and most of them, it scales from. It moves from newbies all the way up to the most advanced. And people are there to help each other. That was kind of the goal of the community, and provide value to each other so that they can all grow their list. And so, that's kind of the gist of it. It's just it's a private group that nobody can get into unless they, you know, you have to submit in a couple of questions. You guys all, you know, be fine. But, you know, other than that, then we just approve you and off you go. The only thing was, we just say, you know, you can't go in there and promote a bunch of stuff that doesn't make sense, but it's about if it doesn't have anything to do with email, if it doesn't have to do with email marketing, if it doesn't have to do with list building, then it doesn't belong there.
Matt, I've seen your old house near Atlanta, and without question, you're a hugely successful person. Some people might think when they reach your level, let's retire, let's give up now. But I know you're an extremely generous person on passing on your skills and wanting to see success in other people. So why do you keep on going? Why do you keep on going? What drives you every day?
I don't really work. I love this stuff. So I love marketing. I love everything about it. I didn't really come to that conclusion until a couple of years ago. You know, it really, I do enjoy it so much. In fact, we had our 20 something year high school reunion, and somebody posted in our little group from all my friends from high school. We did it a couple of years ago, but all kid friends from high school, they all posted, and somebody posted a picture of a newsletter from high school, and all the seniors at the time submitted in things like, what is our favorite class? And I wrote marketing. I didn't even know that back then. I fell in love with marketing way back then, and I did read a lot of marketing. I was a marketing degree. I got a marketing degree. But I absolutely love everything about it. Understanding, you know, what gets people to tick. Because it's more also marketing is a piece of psychology and also math. And the cool thing is the math doesn't have to be calculus. It's a matter of, you know, did this make me more money than this? It's not that hard. You know, what number is bigger? This one put more money in my pocket. This one didn't. Therefore, there's the answer. So it's not that hard math, but it is. It is from there. So. But I love it. I mean, but for me too, is the fact that I do make, when I'm testing and I do stuff, it's a game to me. So every day I'm playing a new game with myself, to see if I can beat myself, see if I, you know, how smart I am to myself. And I don't care if I'm dumb, if I make a mistake or not, because I know in the end I'm going to win. So I always win the game no matter what, even though I might lose what I think is going to lose. So, that's fun. And then, but for me too, is also, there's another side to it. It is, you know, being able to see others, watch others grow. I mean, I will tell you, like, the coolest thing that's happening for me right now, and I was just sharing this with somebody yesterday, like, people are going through my stuff. And I have a new thing at the EPC Institute, and people are going through my stuff. We get, on an average a week, we probably get 2 to 3 things sent to us as gifts. A non-solicitation, people are just sending us gifts. Actually, we just got somebody just sent me a $400 juicer. And it's like, thank you for everything. You know, and it's like, it's crazy. I just got a fountain pen. I just got somebody else sent me another. They know I write notes to my high-end clients. I write letters to them. So I got a high-end pen. I got an astronaut pen. I mean, people were sending me stuff, but I don't care about that. But what I do care about is things I'm doing are changing people's lives. And that matters a lot to me. And I love it. And seeing more and more just the raving reviews that are coming back because of, you know, me just opening up and sharing my data and sharing what I know to be true. At this moment, because, you know, what I learned with my data is it might be true at this moment, but things could change. So, but what I know at this moment is it's really cool.
Now, some people may say that you hit the ground at just the right time and you built your business. And for the benefit of those people who think, could I do the same thing? Can you still go on the internet and sell internet marketing? And can you still make a fortune? Is that possible?
I think it's more possible than it was when I started. You know, just if you look around you on the market right now, you know, when I started, there was no such thing as an affiliate program. When I started, there was no autoresponders. When I started, there was nothing we have today that was created by people like me. In the early days, like, there was no opt-in page. There was no Facebook. There was no Twitter. There was no, what else we got today? You know, there was none of that. You know, there was no YouTube. You know, there was nothing. And so I say that because we had to get really creative. You know, yes, we were, you know, some of us are early, you know, like me, but the thing is, the tools, the success stories, the models we can model today are so much better. I'm seeing, you know, when I remember, you know, early when I first started, if you just make $10,000, you know, a month, like people are like, oh my God, you're like, you know, it's amazing. Today, like I'm seeing people just starting out going from nothing to making millions in a really smart, you know, short period of time. And the reason is because there's people that have, like me and others, that have gone before them and kind of paved the path and saying, hey, here's what to do. You know, just follow and model this. And people are doing it. They're following instruction. I think it's a real good thing. They're following the instruction properly. And, you know, they're just following instruction, really. And they're going out there. But with the tools and the leverage that we have today, oh, it's 1,000 times. I mean, the opportunities, you know, there's an unlimited amount of opportunity for everybody.
Matt, what is the biggest thing that seems to trip up newbies at the very start of their progress towards success? Something undoes them. What do you see as the biggest fault that people have?
There's a couple that popped in my head, and I'll kind of list them out. I think one, they're overthinking and not following instruction. So it's like, oh, I think I'm smarter than them. So that's kind of all together as one. You know, it's like, no, like, look, follow instruction and just do it. And just, you know, I tell everybody, like, a lot of times, especially, and I hate to say this, but the more educated somebody is, the more they're looking for the reasons why things won't work. And instead of saying, hey, you know, having faith in the thing, you know, whatever they're doing, and saying, hey, this will work, I'm going to do whatever it takes to make it happen. Like that type of person, and they come in with more of a, you know, we would call it in America, high school dropout, you know, attitude, where it's like, hey, you know, like they're not, they just say, they tell you, you tell them, hey, behind that tree, dig up behind that tree right there, and you're going to find a pot of gold. They'll just go dig up behind that tree. You tell, you know, somebody else, you know, they'll go, you say, dig up. And I've seen this. I'm like, go over there and dig behind that tree. There's a pot of gold. And they'll run over like somewhere else. And you're like, it's right there behind the thing. So, you know, it's like, I mean, so it's following instruction, you know, and having faith, and, you know, and I think, you know, it's huge.
Matt, it has been fantastic. You've spent your time with us today and passed on so many tips to the Internet Marketing Podcast, and I really thank you for your time and being with us.
Oh, yeah. No, thanks for having me.
I'm Gavin McCoy, and thank you for listening to the Internet Marketing Podcast. Join me in a month's time for the next edition.